This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours from our farm right here in Missouri, high atop the Ozark Mountains. And if you'd like to call in and talk with your newest instructor, I'll tell you who he is in just a minute. I'll give you that number. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And for those of you new to the broadcast, there are about 250 of us here at USAPrepares.com. And we're experts in various areas. We're innovators. We're dentists, medical doctors, engineers, broadcasters, CEOs, surgeons, editors, researchers, authors, physicists, farmers, and we're students rising to become instructors. I'm delighted to introduce to you your newest instructor. He's a farmer, and he hails from New Brunswick, Canada, Werner Bach. Welcome, Werner Bach.
Yeah, good morning, Vincent, and thanks that you give me a chance to voice my grievances. They've been stewing for a long while, and on the official channels in the government, I did not get any response. The only thing I had counted has been over the last 40 years, cover up, cover up, cover up. And basically steering the farming, and many of the entrepreneurs and family-run businesses steering them toward the ultimate goal of globalization.
Mm-hmm. And that accent that we're hearing, Werner, is German, correct?
It's German.
Yeah. So you left Germany and you moved to New Brunswick. You left your farm in Germany, moved to New Brunswick, seeking what? What were you looking for when you moved to North America?
Well, my goal was when I went into agriculture, we had a small farm at the outskirts of an ever-expanding town, and most of the land was farmed on a lease base, and you never knew from 1 year to the next year when you would lose another piece of ground where you had put a lot of work in, you know, and I could foresee already when there wasn't enough land around there for me to make a living in farming. Besides the point, you know, make a living in farming. If you got $1 million or $2 million in the background, you know, you can afford to farm a little bit longer until that is used up. But anyway,
that's a very good point. That's a very good point.
Go ahead.
So are you saying that when you were in Germany, the farms were being taken over and less land was available to farm year after year after year, and you saw this, and so you moved to North America, British Columbia, to continue farming. Is that what you're saying?
No, I moved to New Brunswick.
I'm sorry, New Brunswick.
Okay. It's one of the three maritime provinces in Atlantic Canada. And basically, in regard to farming and self-sufficiency in food production, they're the same disaster area as in the New England states. You know, a region where at one time the food was being produced in a traditional, organic way, you know, thanks to the diligence of successive governments on both sides of the border over the last 60, 70 years, regions that at one time were self-sufficient in food production and even were exporting food, they have been now net importers, where they are importing at least 90% of the food into the region. You know, and this is what's being done with the cooperation and with the a lot of wrongdoing in the government. There is another thing in the background, and that is agricultural sabotage that has been going on here for a long while, at least the last 60, 70 years, where farmers' land was being poisoned. I came across it over 40 years ago, within 2 or 3 years after I came here. We were being lured in here because of large tracts of farmland weren't in use anymore, and they were reverting back to bushland. And we were being told, oh, that it's because people were lazy. And within a few years, I realized that it wasn't that the people were lazy, but that there has been sabotage going on for at least the last, the previous 20, 30 years, where chemicals, poisonous chemicals, were being dumped onto farmland to burn off farmers' field crops and force them into practices that were not sustainable. And this was being championed by the provincial government. And I have a whole paper trail over the last 40 years about the mischievousness and the criminal activities that has been covered up by those departments of agriculture and government agencies at the provincial and at the federal level, you know, that they are supposed to protect us from those criminals and predators. And about Agenda 21, you know, and globalization, that has been a long time in the making here on the in the northeast of the United States, and here in eastern Canada. And I have some suspicion that it has been going on all over the continent. Basically, push us farmers into this so-called high-tech farming and chemical farming, you know, that is not sustainable. And the new kid on the block over the last 10, 15 years is the GMO crops. And the jury is still out about the effects it will have about the population. But maybe that's a great way to achieve their population reduction, as it is has been documented by the Georgia Guidestone, where they only want to have about 500 million people left on this planet. And what about other 7 billion people? Get them out by hook and by crook. Mm-hmm. Oh, trust the government. They take care of you. BS. Anyway. Sorry about that.
There's no disagreement whatsoever from me, Werner. Let me share a little story with you. I lived in Virginia, on the east coast of the United States for almost a couple decades. And there's a government organization, actually a couple government organizations, that work together to control farms quietly. And that is the Soil and Water Conservation District and also the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA and the Soil and Water Conservation people. And what they do is they say, you know what, we can help you. We can help you with your farm. And you know, you've got your cows in the woods and you've got your cows drinking out of streams and ponds. And you know, when they walk in the woods, they're rough on the roots. They damage the trees. They kill the trees. They pee and poop in the streams. And that's really a bad thing. So we'll help you, and they need clean water. So what we'll do is we'll drill a well and we'll put in these cattle waterers. And we'll hook you to the grid, the power grid, so that you can run your well pumps. And you can provide clean water to these cows. And all we have to do to protect your woods is to fence your cows out of your woods, fence your cows out of your streams, fence your cows out of the ponds. And farmers will be paid between 75 and 90% of the cost of doing that. So these guys came out to my farm. And I showed him the form, and I was a little more naive at that time. This was decades ago. And I showed him the form, and they said, okay, what we'll do is we'll have a 35-foot buffer against the wood line. We'll have a 35-foot buffer around the pond and this low area here so that they won't be walking in it. And when they were done drawing this map, I hardly had a farm left. And they would have paid 90% of the cost of doing this. And it was in the $30,000 neighborhood, actually over $30,000 worth of trenching and pipe and well and so forth and water lines. And they were going to improve my farm to the point where I would fail. I'd have clean water from a well, but I wouldn't be able to have enough cows to sustain farming. They would have put me out of business. And the contract that they want you to sign is gives them the right to come on your farm 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 10 years. So if they feel like if your gate's locked and they want to come, they just hop over the gate, hop over the fence, walk around, take pictures, do whatever they want for 10 years because that's what the contract says and that's what the farmer would have to agree to get this 90%, we'll call it government money. Werner, here's the problem with that. And I did not take their money. But so many other farmers did. And so they had fencing that was done for free. They had water lines that were put in for free. But so I was at a disadvantage in terms of having a well dug or drilled for free, or almost free. So we had our own water supply. And we let our cows go into the woods because in the hot sun, they need to be able to get out of the sun. And these soil and water conservation thugs and the USDA thugs would prevent the cows from getting shade and staying cool. And, you know, we have some ponds here in Missouri on our farm, and the cows like to go swimming. And I don't have any problem with them going swimming because they seem to want to do that naturally. The bottom line is that they want to have us under the illusion of being better stewards of the farm. They want to restrict the movement of the cows, reduce the number of cows, and make the environment more stressful on the cows. They can't get out of the rain, they can't get out of the snow, they can't get out of the sun, because these government thugs want us to keep our cows out of the woods. What do you think about that?
Vincent, a couple of years ago, here in the New Brunswick government, somebody had that bright idea. They wanted to declare about it boiled down to about 20% of the whole ag acreage and of the land. They wanted to declare it wetlands, you know, and it was so ridiculous. Areas they declared wetlands. It meant, in other words, that the farmers would lose roughly about 20% of their arable land, you know. And, I hear the music.
We're gonna hear that a lot during the next hour and 40 minutes. Werner Bach is with us, and I'm going to post some of his YouTube videos on the website during this commercial break at usapreparers.com. So if you want to see who Werner Bach is and hear his story, how many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to. If you can defend your food supply from predators, you may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Werner Bach is with us. Let me spell his name for you. W-E-R-N-E-R. W-E-R-N-E-R. First name. Last name, B-O-C-K. And there's a post on the website, usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com, page one, and you'll see one of the videos. That will take you to YouTube where you can look at other videos. And Werner and I were talking about how the government gets involved in and kind of misleads us into thinking that we need to cooperate with them and we'll be better farmers. And believe me, it's very difficult to get good information from these guys who want to contract with you to reduce the acreage that you're using for your farm. And if you take their money, if you take their 75% offer to pay for a well or fencing or so forth, you are locked in for about 10 years, at least in the United States, where they can come and inspect your property whenever they feel like it. And I was not interested in doing that. And when I moved to Missouri about 10 years ago, I met with these guys, and they drew up a plan to reduce my farm to something that I couldn't even use. I would have fences everywhere. I wouldn't be able to hop on a four-wheeler and check the cows without opening 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 gates. It was absolutely ridiculous. So we told them, nah, we're not interested. However, there are so many other farmers who have taken advantage of this, we'll call it free money or government money. It's not free. It comes with strings attached. That it's difficult to compete with them because they have wells that were drilled at, well, they only paid 2.5 cents on the dollar to have their wells drilled and their pipe installed underground and water was placed. We didn't want it. We don't need their help. We don't want their help. But you know what they'll do? They will fertilize. They'll fertilize your fields one time, and you pay 25% of the cost. They will lime your fields one time, and they'll pay 25% of the cost. They want access to your farm. That's what they want. Werner, what do you think about that? Is the same thing happening?
When you want to trap an animal, you have to put a bait in the trap.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's what they have done. They have lured these farmers into believing that the government's on their side. I was at the Farmers Cooperative probably a year ago, and I heard a new term. And what the farmers were complaining about, first of all, they look at me as an outsider because I'm not from Missouri. I wasn't born here. Our family, we don't have family history here. I'm the first one of our family to move to Missouri. So I'm an outsider. I'm a foreigner here in the state of Missouri. And I was a foreigner in Virginia as well. But the farmers have really not talked to me. I'm really an outsider. And for some reason, about a year ago, farmers started opening up to me at the Farmers Co-op where we used to buy our supplies. And he said, well, we really want, I mentioned this, this government soil and water conservation district and USDA, we'll call it a conspiracy to take over and destroy farms. This farmer was telling me that he wanted something called a flat floor. And a flat floor is his terminology, I guess that's a Missouri terminology or expression, for he wanted a level playing field. He didn't want anybody to get government assistance because what he said was happening is these secret government programs would be unveiled and the same families would take advantage of these government programs and get the government money time after time after time. And none of the rest of us would have a chance at it because it would all be spent before the rest of us would even know about it. So it was secret information that was passed on to just a few farmers, and the same farmers got it over and over, and it was unfair. And what he meant by a flat floor is he wanted a level playing field where we all would have the same opportunities and no one would get government advantages. And it's an outrage. It really is an outrage at what the government's doing.
Vincent, may I cut in? I was aware of kind of racket already from the old old country over there in Germany when they started up with the EU, the Mansholt plan. They had their favorites, who were getting all the grants. And when you as an ordinary farmer came there, you were being told, oh, the money is already all spent, And I've seen so many farmers being sent down to the road of extinction, And I was aware of it. And the first 2 years here in Canada, here in New Brunswick.
Hold that thought. Werner, hold that thought. You and I are in total agreement. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about the attack on the farmers. And it's not just here in the United States of America. Werner Bach was mentioning during the last segment that it happened in the old country, Germany. Werner, please continue.
Well, basically, I was well aware of it, and that was one of the reasons, too, why I left Germany, you know. And the biggest expense what we had as farmers were the cost of machinery. And when you rented the land, when you leased the land, the cost of leasing, you know. And I figure when once the government was looking for farmers from Europe to pick up where the local farmers had left off, And the land was basically dirt cheap, you know. But in hindsight, I can say it wasn't dirt cheap. You know, the cost I paid over the last 47 years, it has become very expensive land. But that's just only something on the sideline. May I just put in something about the wetlands?
You know, please do. Please do.
We went so far ahead, you know. The provincial government at the time, they held hearings. The Minister of the Environment held hearings and all across the province. And I attended one hearing there in Moncton. And basically, I'd done my homework, and I gave them very good arguments in front of a full house to the Minister of the Environment, and they had about three more hearings planned across the province, and within 3 days they announced that they shelved that project. That means, in other words, we have to get out of our ass, do our homework, and confront them publicly. You know, when they come with those, projects, you know, that are completely out of touch with reality, you know. And here I want to say something else. When the farmers were farming organically, you know, there were plenty of fish in the rivers, you know, the environment was still okay. But as soon as the chemical farming, about 60, 70 years, and there's massive clear cutting in the forest, and herbicide application, 2.45T, Agent Orange and everything, were being used, that's when the population and the wildlife and everything dropped rapidly. So
there's no question about it. When I lived in Virginia, the common practice of harvesting trees was clear cutting, and they would come in with these machines and we just saw these trees off at the bottom. They had these four-wheeled, very large machines that had saws on them, and they just grapple the tree, saw it off, turn it 90 degrees, and lay it down. Go on to the next one. And, you know, you could cut down a 60-foot tree, 50-foot tree in a matter of just minutes and lay it down on its side. Then they had a machine that would delimb the tree, take the limbs off, and they could, it was like a plague of locusts going through the woodlands and just cutting down trees, clear cutting. And what was left was stumps. And very interesting thing, when we lived in Virginia, Werner, we had a farmhouse that was surrounded by woods on all sides except for a little bit of area in the front where the driveway was. So the farm was completely surrounded by trees, and it was very, very pleasant. My parents lived 700 feet away, just 700 feet away, and their house was in the middle on a little knoll. Just a little tiny hill. And it was so windy, I could go see my mom and dad, and I would get wind burned from the wind 700 feet away from where our house is. The reason I'm mentioning this, Werner, is, you know, when people look for a place to live and they think they want to have a great view and they want to be on top of a hill and be able to see all around them and enjoy that beautiful view, well, there's a price to pay. One is that you're visible, and two, that it's probably windy. And when we clear cut these trees and we just mow them down, the winds increase more and more, and then we have more erosion. Isn't that what you've seen in your farming?
Basically, that's what happened to the rivers and brooks. And the silt, it covers over the spawning ground of the fish and so on. But that is not even the worst thing. The worst thing is then they do reforestation, what they call reforestation. And the softwood trees they plant, they have to be given an edge. So they apply Agent Orange and alike chemicals, you know, that basically poison the soil and poison the water and the runoff that goes into the brooks, you know. And people get this, ultimately it ends up in people's wells, you know. And here in Atlantic Canada and in the New England states, there's the highest rates of cancer and all kind of diseases, heart disease, anything you name it, in an area that, where compared to where I came from in Europe, they didn't have so many illnesses. And when I came here and I saw huge tracts of forest land and so, the forest and the trees were always being called the green lungs, you know. And I was wondering why there were so many sick people, so many people with heart attacks and cancer, you know. But when I did my research there and documented it, I found out some of the reasons. And as I say, when people want to survive, you know, and they want to see a future for their children, they better start getting away from that friggin' television and all the other, you know, commercialized entertainment and dumb people down and start using their brain again and doing some research from real sources and not from the mainstream media that is basically controlled by four or five big multinational corporations that we know what agenda they got.
Werner, I'd like to share for a few seconds how we met. Class, this broadcast is something that does not normally happen. I got a call from Werner, and we talked for a few minutes, and we talked about farming. And we immediately became friends. It's almost like we're related. And I said to Werner, I said, Werner, I've never done this before, but I am so impressed with what you're saying, and it parallels my experiences on our farm. I've only been farming for a little over 2.5 decades. I'm a first generation farmer, so I didn't learn from my parents. I'm learning the hard way. And I said, I've never put someone on who I haven't spent a lot of time interviewing prior to the broadcast. But Werner, let's do 2 hours together on Friday. And that's what's happening. So you're listening to this unfold live. No rehearsal. We're just putting our stories together, and they're the same stories. They're the same stories from New Brunswick, north of Maine, and Missouri, in Virginia, based on our combined experiences. That's what you're hearing live right now. Werner, is that exactly what happened?
Well, basically, we're under the gun all across the world, the people of the land.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
At first it's the people of the land, and then too many city people, they think they can be bystanders and watch it. But it's come to the cities too, you know.
Uh-huh. And those who live in the cities, if you don't help your farmers, if you just become consumers or stay consumers, when everything collapses, your farming friends will probably survive, and they will be in charge. We farmers will be in charge of the food supply. It's as simple as that. So if you think you're immune from it, you're not. So I suggest you all get to meet and work with some farmers and try to buy directly from farmers if you can. Let's cut out the middleman. Let's cut out the bankers. And what's happening to farmers, they're lured into those big green tractors and that nice new shiny equipment. And the salespeople from these equipment supply companies let the farmers think that shiny tractor is going to make all the difference in the world. It's not. It's skills, it's knowledge, it's dedication, it's education, it's experimentation, and it's working together with other farmers. That's what makes the difference. And Werner, I can tell you that I do not have a new tractor. My newest one is a 1991. My oldest tractor is a 1974. And right after this broadcast, I'm going to hop on that 1974 Ford 3000 tractor. It's a little diesel tractor. And I'm going to spread the manure around our fields. And that's what we do. And that's one of the things that you and I wanted to talk about today, right? The experimentation that you've done with organic farming, which is what we're doing here, versus commercial farming with commercial fertilizers. And then there's the other kind of farming where you just rape the land, where you don't do anything. You just harvest and harvest and harvest, and you deplete the land till it's dead, or near dead, right? Those are the three models.
Vincent, here comes something else in. They figure they can, even when you hang on, they try to drive you off. And this is what I've been documenting now for the last nearly 40 years. The illegal dumping of vegetation-controlled chemicals, a la Agent Orange and glyphosate and Roundup and very specialized chemicals, onto the land of those farmers that don't farm by the agenda of the that is being proposed by the experts in the Department of Agriculture. If you want to farm organically and you got a lot of money in the background, you know, that you can hang on for so many years, but once that money is gone in buying machinery and everything, then you are like a cow in the barn that has to be culled. She doesn't milk anymore for the local chamber of commerce and for the government.
Class, you're hearing it directly from the farmers. What we're experiencing. They're trying to drive us out of business. No question about it. The average age of a farmer is high 60s right now. Then what's going to happen? I'm 63. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh God, you're
take my.
When you go to
DC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Werner Bach is with us. He's your newest USA Prepares instructor. Werner, we're talking about poisoning of the land. I just want to share a statistic with our broadcast class. All farms in the United States are being considered by economic class in the year 2012. Of all the farms, 75% of all farms have sales less than $50,000 a year. 75% of all the farms in the United States in the year 2012 have sales less than $50,000 a year. That's sales. That's not profit. That's sales. Only 25% have sales greater than $50,000 a year. So when you look at farmers and you wonder why their clothes are in tatters and they drive old trucks, now you know. Okay. And in terms of age, most of the farmers are between 55 and 64 years old, but a large percentage are 65 to 74 years old, and there is still a large percentage that is 75 years of age or older. Almost none are under 25 years old. Do you want to know how many? About 11,000 are under 25 years old. One of them would be our son. So that's kind of the snapshot of farmers. And Werner, please continue about the the poisoning of the farms.
Well, basically, and now the new kid on the block, the GMO, genetically modified crops, you know. And that's a whole other can of worms. There's been research that's been done by Dr. Abbott Pustai in Scotland several years back, where they didn't make just only 90-day feeding trials with GMO crops to laboratory animals, but they extended it to 3 years, and basically the result was that the rats used in the experiment, one-third of the young rats, they didn't even reach adulthood. They died before they reached adulthood.
Right.
And the ones that became pregnant, they had cancers all over. And after the third generation, they became sterile. Maybe this is one of the other avenues they pursue in order to achieve their 500 million total targeted population here on this planet, according to the Georgia Guidestones.
Mm-hmm. The Georgia Guidestones, yes. And, you know, you may think about, if those of you who have been on the beltway around Washington, D.C., and those many, many lanes of bumper-to-bumper traffic, just think of one of your Congress critters, one of your senators in one of those limousines looking at the traffic and saying, who are these people in front of us? Who are they? They're holding us up. We've got important things to do. Who are these people who are in our way, breathing our air, using our gasoline, consuming our resources? Think about that. Think about that.
Basically, the roles are reversed. You know, they are getting a paycheck courtesy of the taxpaying public and of the working people of this country. You know, they are supposed to be the servants. But now the servants, you know, they've committed so many criminal acts by selling off the assets of their owners, selling off portions of the country, you know, economic zones to China and what else, or big multinational corporations and TPP. You know, they're basically international corporations, global corporations. They have basically more rights than the people who elect those politicians.
Well, we say here at USA Prepares, never re-elect anyone. And we mean it. And we mean it. Werner, during the next hour, I'd like to spend a little bit of time talking about some of the experimentation that you've done with soils, some of the research that you've done with soils, what works and what doesn't work. And we have Jeannie on the line. Please hold through this top of the hour break and commercial announcements and news so that we can get you on the line with us. That's Jeannie from Missouri. She's one of the gals who comes to the meetups. She's been to the expos and she gives presentations on herbs. So we'll be right back with Werner Bach right after these few short commercial announcements, news, and I'm Vin Fanelli, USA Prepares. Serious topic. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.